See, I was at 900,000. See, I even told you that. Yeah. They said he's never gave me no report.
Yeah.
And how many times? Look. No overwhelming response.
Yeah,
Lord God Almighty. I get on the radio. I said, I probably 23,000. I pray on. And look, and I ain't got no witnesses. I ain't got no bona fide. Yes, sir. I heard them. Even those guys said, they said, we never knew what he'd done with the money.
Yeah. That's right.
They're liars. Do you know what I done with it? I bought me a new car, right?
No, sir. Not at all.
Oh, you haven't seen my mansion. I got hit out in the woods.
Yeah,
come on, Everett.
Pine trees, if it is. Amen. Glory. Amen,
brother. Wow.
Amen.
Yeah. You expect me to testify to that, brother? How would we know? Because I lived among you.
That's right.
That's how you know.
Amen.
How do you get to know your Savior? Because he lives among you or lives with you. So you can get to know him.
Yes, sir. Amen. Absolutely. That's right.
Yeah, when they found out that he bore sins, they didn't want to believe him anymore.
Yeah. Amen.
He lived among them.
Amen.
And he bore sins.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He tried to tell him, I'm bearing yours.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Hey, but who's going to believe that report?
Amen. That's right.
We do.
They didn't believe that. Amen. Thank God for Jesus.
Apostle Paul put it like this. Not only do I have the care for my own soul,
yes, sir,
the care for my family,
amen,
but the care of all. The church.
Amen.
All
amen.
Of them.
All of them. That's
amen.
Right.
Brother over in Bulgaria.
Amen.
One over in Greece.
Yes, sir.
One in the prison house down here.
Amen.
Two up there.
Yes, sir.
All the church.
All the church.
Amen.
Tax for my tax.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah, the Lord has laid the responsibility of dealing with your iniquity. And your sins that would keep you from seeing God.
Amen.
Look how I got taxed with that young man. Wow, do you want to deal with young men today? What a tax God put on me. And that one back there, what a tax. Ooh, what a tax. Take the oversight now. Take the oversight over Rico. Take the oversight over Samuel. Take the oversight over... What? And all the while the young men are saying, ain't nobody going to tell me what to do? How'd you like to be the oversight of that? And he said, you take it not by constraint, but take it willingly. Wow. How would you like to stand in one of these young men's faces and tell them, stop doing that? I got a little command coming here in a little while for you, too. I'm going to see if you're going to obey me. Yes, sir. You ain't going to like it, but the Lord told me what to do, I'm going to do it. Oh, you're just trying. Yeah, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. Yeah, I do.
That's right.
Did I ever tell you? Did I tell you about it? Did I tell you about it? But you haven't told them, have we? You haven't told them, have you? Good. You all pray for me, because you know how it is when you try to tell these young folks. You've been through that, and you've been through it. Now you're going to be told something. Come on, give me the look on your face, say, I'm ready.
Amen. That's right.
Whoops. You know, this. We're planning for a wedding, you know.
That's right.
And you got to be told some things.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I got to get you ready for it.
Amen.
So I got to tell you some things.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. And the closer we get to it, I got to really lay it down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I want you all to stop seeking other suitors.
Yeah.
Amen.
I want you to get your, I want you to stop seeking other affections.
Yeah, amen.
You want to get your heart set on.
Yeah.
Thank God,
Bob.
See, if you don't love me, you can't love him.
Yeah.
No, you can't. Don't fool yourself. If you don't love me, you can't love her.
Amen.
And to make the marriage work, you're going to have to love.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You ain't gonna go into that boudoir with him if you don't love him.
Amen.
And to love him you gotta love me.
Amen.
Yeah, he says that the Father sent me. What did the Father send him to be loved?
Yeah.
He sent his Son to be loved.
Yes, sir.
He sent his Son to die for you.
Thank you, Father.
To forgive you of your sins.
Amen.
To show his love for you.
Yes.
So that you could love him.
Amen.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God.
Amen.
With all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. Wow.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Now notice, he didn't say you had to do with somebody else's strength.
No.
Just whatever strength you have.
Amen.
Whatever capacity you have.
Amen.
He's a faithful God.
Amen.
He don't demand more out of you than he's given the capability to do.
That's right. Amen.
Now it's able.
Amen.
He's able to keep us. He's able to raise us up. He is able. He's able to raise us at the last day. He is able.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. Come on, Sam, we gotta go take a walk. Go ahead.
Amen.
Hurry up.
Amen.
Isn't that nice for the first time you sinned?
Yeah.
Makes it more right.
Amen.
That night that I, who are you? Sit right there. No, I don't want to miss the four.
No, sir.
I don't want to stay right where he's at and mess this whole place up.
Yeah,
I don't want you to stay where you are, which mess up this whole house of God.
Yeah.
Go get rid of your waste. Dump it out here.
Amen.
Yeah, there is an outhouse.
That's right.
That's what this prayer house is. It's an outhouse.
Yeah,
yeah, it's outside your house.
That's right.
You come into this outhouse, you pour out your waste.
Amen.
And we got a Holy Ghost compost pile here. Hallelujah. We count it all dung, right?
Yeah.
There's a pile of dung here. I said, we bring it dung. And he just mowed that thing and mixed that thing up. And out of it comes the food of life. Hallelujah. All right, be to God. Whoa! Put all this stuff in the thing. None of it looks good. None of it smells too well. But if we just get it mixed up until it all becomes one. When you look at a compost pile, you don't say there's bananas. You don't say there's the taters. You don't say there's the guts from the chickens. All you see is a nice, sweet-smelling compost pile. We get all here together, we start mixing up our agony and our prayers, and it goes up there like a sweet-smelling incense in the hand of God. All your moanings and all your groanings and all your weepings and all your cryings, and up before his nose says, oh, they're calling upon me. Hallelujah. Call upon me, he says. Call upon me. Call upon me. Boy, I wish I could help you see what is going on. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.